Welcome back to Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and on this episode, it is time to talk about Men in Black International, the latest film in the Men in Black franchise. And sorry for the delay for this episode. I had some appointments and such, and just couldn't get around to it, but I'm all good now and ready to talk about this movie. Men in Black International is a mediocre attempt at rekindling the franchise while trying to recapture the magic of the original film. Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson's chemistry is easily the strongest point for the film. The movie does invest in some fun bits, but still isn't enough to elevate the film to greater heights than its predecessors. As always, spoilers are ahead as I discuss the finer points of this film, so if you're really, like, just set on seeing this movie, then stop now, go see it, come back later, and we'll talk about it. But for the rest of you, here we go. As I mentioned in the intro, Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson, there was no doubt in anyone's mind that they would not be able to pull off this film. We've seen them act together in Thor Ragnarok. They were great. That movie was great. They were fantastic together. So that was never up for debate. I think the debate that was happening was whether or not that chemistry would be enough to carry this film. And that kind of met with mixed results. And I think that's what audiences are starting to figure out. I know the film came out like almost 2 weeks ago. But so that chemistry alone was not enough to really hold this movie up. A similar situation was Venom. Tom Hardy played Venom like a boss, which really helped to elevate kind of a mediocre film. So that really helped that film. And unfortunately, that magic did not happen twice here. So there's that. Also, this movie doesn't even try to avoid the plot twist to the film that Liam Neeson's character was really the Hive agent the entire time, because they show us him and Chris Hemsworth fighting the Hive in literally the first 5 minutes of the film. That is how it opens, and then that's it. So it's like, huh. So obviously there's something that happens at this pivotal moment of the plot that they show us right at the very beginning. So they don't even try to hide the fact that something is up, and it's kind of obvious for the entire film. So showing us that opening was completely unnecessary, because they expositioned the opening anyway. The only reason the opening was there was for a fun little gag they did with the neuralizer. Yeah, it was unnecessary. Again, the trailer definitely said too much if they knew that's how this movie was going to start, because in the trailer, they straight up tell you the Hive is the greatest enemy ever. They can look like anyone, even our own agents. And it's like, okay, so we already know who the enemy is, and then we show you fighting them at the very beginning of the film. That raises all the suspicions immediately. And it's like, why can't we hold off on that and just make it a really surprising reveal later in the film? Like, going into it with that knowledge of who's really who and who's the bad guy didn't pay off at all. And just going along with the whole thing, it's like there are way too many attempts at redirects that never pay off. They really try to sell, like, oh, maybe Chris Hemsworth's the bad guy all along, or maybe this other guy is... This one character that was always like butting heads with him is like really the bad guy. And it's like they keep doing all these redirects and none of them pay off. And it's like really confusing. Like they get muddled in this whole attempt to just like spew this huge plot twist at the end that we knew it was coming anyway. So they just try to confuse us that that's actually going to be a thing later, and just really muddles the entire film. Then there is the second opening, I guess you could call it, with Tessa Thompson's character as a kid, where Men in Black visit her home. They neuralize her parents, but they don't get her, and she encounters the baby alien, and it's cute, and it says something to her. And it's like so obvious that that was going to be something that pays off later in the film, because lo and behold, they run into that alien again with the arms dealer, and it's like, oh, I made this secret vow with you that I'll kill anyone you want me to or whatever. And it's like, yeah, saw that coming a mile away. Like, come on now. The small alien, though, that was kind of funny. He was kind of funny. Unfortunately, they oversold the tiny alien in the trailer. Like, half of his funniest parts were in the trailer easily. So it's just like, okay, well, there's that. We already know what his deal is. He's the comic relief. So, okay then. Otherwise, there's pretty much nothing else going in this film. It's like, some of the, you know, comedic gags were pretty good. I really liked the giant, like, galaxy-destroying weapon. That was pretty cool. I enjoyed that. And again, the chemistry between Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson, A grade. But again, not enough to save this movie or the franchise. I feel like Men in Black is probably not going to be coming back anytime soon. So that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening once again. And be sure to follow me on the socials, especially Facebook at Ace Cinema Central, because I tend to post these Facebook specials up there. And also give it a like and subscribe to the podcast while you're at it, because I'm trying to get to 100. So let's do it. All right. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. And I will actually tease that now because I already know what it is. Spider-Man Far From Home, coming out July 2nd. That's a Tuesday. Very odd, I know, but hey, 4th of July weekend, they're going to capitalize on that like a boss. So that's going to be huge. Really looking forward to it, and I'll catch you for that one. Have a good week.
Booyah!